Hey, hey, it's you, Linda Renee, aka Docu Rock, and this is another episode of Heal on Purpose with Docu Rock. And so this podcast is affiliated with the nonprofit Heal on Purpose, Inc., an organization committed to researching and providing education on the impact of sexual trauma in and on the Black community, while also creating resources to aid in collective and individual healing. Why? Because it's necessary. And on this podcast, we're going to be talking about all the different ways our trauma can be impacting our right now reality. And this goes for our relationship with ourselves, with others, with abundance, with our sexuality, with all of the things. We're going to talk about it and bring some light to it so that once conscious, we can choose. And if we choose to do the work, then Heal on Purpose is the place to be. You ready? Let's go. Hey y'all, it's Linda Renee, and y'all already know what it is. We've been doing this every single day. We've been bringing you a bonus episode of the Heal on Purpose with Docu Rock podcast to coincide with Black Sexual Assault Awareness Week in the live series that's been going down every single night over at the YolindaRenee.phd Instagram page. We've been going live every single night at 6:30 p.m. So if you've been missing the action, I highly suggest you run it back, go catch these bonus episodes of the podcast, then go on over to Instagram and replay those live conversations, because we've been getting into it and it's been super impactful and we've been getting so much love, and I just don't want you to miss out, okay? So again, every single day we've been highlighting the lived experience of specific parts of the community, different demographics. And today we are highlighting the lived experience of Black queer folks, and we are looking at how sexual stereotypes cause harm as it relates to the LGBTQIA plus community. And we are also, as always, highlighting Black folks in that community. And I was going to run you guys down a whole list of stats that I've compiled from a different workshop, but I'm just going to focus on one specific part of these statistics. And this is the part that we kind of talked about in a workshop that I did before. So it is looking at the lifetime prevalence of people in the community who have experienced rape. And I found it interesting that bisexual folks experience the highest prevalence aside from transgender folks. So 46% for bisexual women and 47% for bisexual men. And for transgender folks, it was 64% of transgender people will experience sexual assault in their lifetimes. And this statistic included transgender people of all sexual orientations and gender identities. And then transgender youth are particularly vulnerable to sexual assault. Okay. And the question I asked during this workshop was, why did they think bisexual folks had such a high prevalence as it related to others, in contrast to others? And the answers were interesting. People gave their feedback. And when I got to my thought process on it, when I gave my feedback, this is what I said. So my personal theory was that people over-sexualize bisexual folks. I mean, you swing both ways, you know, you open for everybody. Everybody can get it. And their no's and their consent is often not respected because people come with these preconceived notions, these stereotypes, these ideas that bisexual folks for everybody. They're confused. They don't know what they want. So let me help them figure it out. If they say no, oh, they don't really mean no. They're just confused. What the fuck? And if we take it to the kink space, those who are bisexual are often seen as unicorns. So if me and my partner, we want a third party, we need somebody who is willing to satisfy us both. We need a quote unquote unicorn because, again, they for everybody. They with the shit. Not only is this stereotype hella wrong, It's also harmful because people do not respect that bisexuals know themselves, that they understand what they mean, and that when they say no, they mean no. Not convince me, not change my mind, not chase me, not that I'm playing hard to get. My no means fucking no. And we were having a conversation about feeling as if your no doesn't matter. And I can only imagine that how this can be compounded, how the trauma can compound our capacity to feel as if we have ownership of our body, of our sexuality. If a person who is queer has experienced sexual assault, there's so many different layers to it, and which is why I want to highlight different demographics, because this looks different for different people. How it affects us is different. How we address it, how we transmute this pain looks different. Because if you are thinking about someone, and not just bisexual, but someone who is a part of the community in general, and how we are still dealing with people who are still not very accepting, although it's a little bit better than it was in the 80s and the 90s, there's still a lot of stigma. There's still a lot of BS that people have to navigate when they are just wanting to show up and be themselves. Free to be me, 360 goddamn degrees, and not having to worry about other people's perception of me. I just want to exist freely. And considering that that is still an issue for a lot of people in the community, not only do I have to deal with feeling safe and being able to show up as my authentic self, if I am someone who does not feel that my body aligns with my identity, then I'm dealing with that. Then I'm dealing with the fact that I don't resonate with this body that I'm in. And then to have this body that I am having a conflictual relationship with, have it abused. Now the trauma is compounded. If I'm dealing with an issue with my gender, where I don't feel that the gender I've been assigned resonates with my soul, and I am navigating life trying to reconcile this dissonance, and then this body is then sexually assaulted. So the potential of shame on top of shame on top of shame to exist for this being is compounded to degrees that if you are not that person, you could never imagine or fathom. Which is why we are having these conversations. We want to bring these type of things to the forefront so we can understand the need and the resources that need to be created and curated specifically for Black folks that are a part of this community, so that we can make sure that they are getting what they need in order to transmute, transform, and transcend whatever pain they might have experienced. And this requires that we be brave. And not only that we be brave, but that we create space of non-judgment so that people can show up authentically. And we talk about safe space. And so here's the thing about safe space. It doesn't always feel safe, right? Because if we are navigating parts of ourselves, if we are navigating environments that are unfamiliar, if we are navigating parts of our journey that feels threatening, because now I have to trust that I can show up in this space and freely express all parts of me, parts that in the past have been ridiculed, has been shamed, has been threatened, have been harmed. And now I have to have the courage to come into this space and strip all of that armor off and hope that I can trust it. My nervous system is saying, what the fuck is wrong with you? You've lost your mind. This is not safe. Pump the brakes. Stop. Go back in that silo. Shut the door. Pretend you never even had that goddamn thought. And let's not do that again. Shattering shame and breaking silence takes so much, so much. So I understand when people choose not to do this work. I get it. I have felt the nervous system on 2000 screaming at me, telling me to go back, to go back. And so I applaud anyone who is willing to navigate this part of their healing journey. And I can only imagine how this can look and feel if you have this compounding of trauma because of you just wanting to exist freely and feeling like you don't have that freedom for several different reasons, right? And so highlighting the lived experience, and I just say queer versus using all the letters, right? We know what the hell I'm saying. Because it's needed and necessary. Every part of the community needs to be highlighted. Every part of the community needs love and support. This entire umbrella that's called Black folks, everybody underneath that umbrella, no matter how they identify, no matter how they show up, deserves, needs, and gets to have support. What needs to happen is that everyone under that umbrella knows that support exists and where to find it. Again, which is the whole point of Heal on Purpose existing, which is the whole reason Black Sexual Assault Awareness Week was created, is to highlight us. Because as I've said in several podcast episodes before, no one is coming to save us. We must save ourselves, which means we have to be accountable, responsible, vulnerable, visible, and vocal. So we're going to talk about it tonight. I don't even know what to call them, how to introduce them other than they a bad motherfucker. Okay. Coach Feline, Candace is going to be on the microphone with us tonight to have this conversation with me. And I am so honored that we're going to talk about TIC, trauma-informed consensual kink. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about what this looks like. Why was it necessary? What made them even come up with this framework? There was a need, right? They saw a need, they saw a gap, and they created a resource to help fill that gap, which is what it is all about. But I can just keep going. I'm going to save the rest of the conversation for later on because I'm actually having I'm being activated and I'm having a response because I just feel so much when I am having this conversation and I'm talking about this particular community because I've seen it, I've witnessed it, I have family members that have gone through certain things, and this is personal for me. But we're going to talk about it. Tap in, 6:30 p.m. Central. Y'all know where at, YolindaRenee.phd on Instagram, and we'll see you, all right? Make sure y'all in the spot. Let me know what y'all think of this series, these bonus episodes. What do y'all think of Black Sexual Assault Awareness Week being a thing? And I see y'all on the flip. This is Docu Rock. I'm out. Okay, y'all. That has been another bonus episode of Heal on Purpose with Docu Rock. And this was a little bit shorter because I had to cut it short because I want to save the meat of the conversation for tonight when we have the rounding out of our live series. I am so excited. I'm so honored. I'm so grateful that Coach Feline is going to pull up and we're going to have this conversation because it is needed and it's necessary. And that is why we are here. That is why we are doing the work. That is what we're going to continue. This is just the beginning, y'all. Please understand that there's so much more in store. So make sure you are staying tapped in, tuned in, and supporting the movement. And I'll see y'all what on the flip, because we do what around here? Y'all already know we heal on purpose. And it's again, it's Docu Rock. I'm out.